mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Brady Carlson. A few years ago, violin virtuoso Joshua Bell put on a baseball cap and set himself up as a busker in a D.C. subway station. The former child prodigy, who sells out concert halls, made less than 40 bucks during morning rush hour. But he did become a meme that at least a few of your Facebook friends have reposted to remind you to seize the day. That populist experiment, plus Bell's own daring musical choices, have turned him into a classical music rock star. He's also extremely prolific and has played on everything from famous concertos to American pop standards to film scores. Joshua Bell will play at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Friday, March 1st with pianist Sam Haywood. That intimate setting will be a change of pace for Bell, who just wrapped up his first year as music director of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. He leads the orchestra in Beethoven's 4th and 7th symphonies on a new recording. Bell is only the second music director of the Academy, which was founded by Sir Neville Mariner in 1958. Like Mariner, Joshua Bell plays while he conducts. Word of Mouth's Virginia Prescott caught up with Joshua Bell last week and asked him what it's like to step into some big shoes.
Well, he's been around for a long time, and he's made probably 1,000 recordings with this orchestra. So I try not to think of it that way. I'm taking it sort of a new direction with them and doing what I do, but very proud to be associated with him and with this orchestra that is a remarkable group.
And your first recording with the orchestra features Beethoven's 4th and 7th symphonies. Now, for listeners who are not familiar with these two pieces, can you give us a little background on them?
Well, the 7th is probably maybe the most popular, along with the 5th. For me, it was the first one that I fell in love with as a kid. And the 4th and 7th have something in common. I think they're both symphonies that really express an incredible amount of joy and sort of triumph of the human spirit. You know, you think of the 5th, I guess, as being very much the tormented Beethoven shaking his fist at the world. The 7th is much more celebratory, very exciting, very heroic. And the 4th sometimes gets lost because of that, but it's an incredibly charming, incredibly beautiful, lyrical symphony on its own. It should be kind of judged on its own.
Let's hear just a little bit of that recording, Joshua Bell conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields on Beethoven's 7th symphony. This is the Allegretto. I read somewhere that you used to watch videos of Carlos Kleiber conducting the 4th and the 7th symphonies when you were a teenager. I wonder what you take away from watching and witnessing a great conductor.
Carlos Kleiber was one of the greats, but I never got to work with him. He rarely conducted and only recorded a few things, but he's one of those that all musicians and conductors revere. He was a vessel through which music just flowed. The orchestras played for him. They felt like they were in the presence of Beethoven, you know, during a Beethoven symphony. He just had this amazing ability. I have worked with probably 1,000 conductors in my life. I haven't actually counted them up, but they're a lot. And I've learned a lot from 30 years of touring as a soloist. Watching what works, watching what doesn't work, watching the second halves of concerts after I'm finished with my concerto. I go out and I've seen countless performers of the 7th and 4th symphonies. And so finally I get my crack at it myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are also playing while you're conducting the orchestra. Now, I wonder how you manage to do both. Do you have to think about things differently or not think, sort of shut off your thinking?
Oh, no, the thinking never shuts off. You're never really playing on your own as a violinist. When I play a concerto, Beethoven concerto, I'm very much connected with everyone that's playing. I'm very much aware of every instrument that's playing at all times. So for me, it feels very natural. I mean, it's a bigger responsibility when I have to play and direct. But it feels natural to me, and I'm still learning. I'm still getting better at it, but it's very, very rewarding.
Let's hear just a clip from Beethoven's Seventh Symphony. This is Joshua Bell conducting as music director, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Orchestra. This is the third movement, Presto Assai Meno Presto. I was reading a description in the Washington Post of a performance of you conducting with the orchestra, and they were talking about, you know, sort of you using your bow as sort of a baton. And I wonder how the rest of the orchestra, they must have to really be, I don't know, sitting on the edge of their seats following you.
They do have to be on the edge of their seats. I think that's where they should be. There's nothing worse than playing with an orchestra where you feel like some of the people in the back are kind of sitting back and kind of phoning it in. Our orchestra here is about 40 members. It's not a 100-piece orchestra, and yet sometimes a 40-piece orchestra can sound more powerful than a 100-piece orchestra if everybody is really on the edge of their seats and playing with a great deal of energy. But this sort of, you know, leading from the violin, this orchestra is used to it. They were founded that way with Sir Neville Mariner at the violin, and they're used to communicating and understanding the language of conducting from the violinist chair. So it seems to work, but everyone has to be even more involved and take a greater initiative when you do it this way. And I think the result ends up being, it can be more exciting.
Let's hear a little bit of that result. We do have a clip from Beethoven's Fourth Symphony, Fourth Movement, Allegro ma non troppo. Every recording, every conductor adds something new, something different to classical pieces of music. Do you think you're bringing something unique or different to the arrangements of these pieces?
If I didn't feel like I had something to say about these pieces, I wouldn't do them. And that's the beauty of classical music. You know, you can do them over again, over and over again, and hear different versions of them. There's so much room for personal interpretation. So I certainly feel I have something unique to offer just because I'm a unique human being and everyone in the orchestra, they're unique human beings, and it never comes out the same. Having said that, I don't enter into it with the idea I've got to be different from anybody else, because then it becomes contrived. I think what I really want to bring out is just the glory of Beethoven, and try to get at what I think Beethoven meant, and that will inevitably be something different than what someone else sees in it.
You, Joshua Bell, have been quoted as saying that genius is overrated. Yet you are a child prodigy at violin. You've been, as you said, on the road for 30 years, you know, premier violinist in the world, really. So if it's not genius, how do you explain what you've brought? What's caught on for people?
I'm not sure. I don't think I said genius is overrated. Genius is it's wonderful when you see it. I mean, Beethoven was now that's a genius, and there's nothing overrated about it. It's a word that we kind of throw on everything these days, and I certainly wouldn't use that term in reference to myself. That's all I was kind of saying. But I love being a musician, and I've had success that I couldn't have imagined, that I get to do this, you know, on a daily basis. I'm pretty lucky.
You know, you're performing in Portsmouth in March with the pianist Sam Haywood. So just the two of you. We all know that you played as a busker on the D.C. Metro. It sounds like you're game for a lot. Is this what keeps you a great musician? Is this part of it for you?
I like variety. I like trying new things. So when things come my way, opportunities, even to play in the Metro, you know, the Washington Post asked me to do it for a little stunt. For me, it was just something for fun. And it turned into something a lot more as far as the amount of attention it received. I certainly didn't expect that. There's not a day that goes by that someone doesn't ask me about it. But, yeah, I guess I enjoy doing lots of things. Even, you know, in my music career, I like playing with musicians that, you know, that you might not expect a classical musician to play with. Even last week, I was playing at night in Miami with the Cleveland Orchestra, the Beethoven Concerto, and during the day I recorded a duet with Gloria Estefan, who asked me to do one of her songs, and it was so much fun. And you know, I learn from all kinds of musicians. It all helps my musical education. I'm looking forward to coming back to Portsmouth. It won't be my first time.
Well, Joshua Bell, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Violinist Joshua Bell talking with Virginia Prescott. He'll be at the Music Hall in Portsmouth on Friday, March 1st, along with pianist Sam Haywood. We have more on his new recording, conducting the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Orchestra at wordofmouthradio.org.